at the bottom, footnote 5, that's where we're up. This is a part of the letter that he wrote to his old friend from Volozhin, the Ritbaz from Tzvas, who's a huge Talmud Chacham. And we have letters back and forth in learning. They had a difference of opinion regarding the halachas of Shemitah. And what came up also was the Ritbaz's disapproval of Rav Kook's way of reaching out to having much to do with Jews who were not at all Shema Torah Mitzvahs, many of whom were even anti-Torah Mitzvahs. And the Ritbaz was not happy about Rav Kook's mahalach and those things, in that area of being the car of Rechaikim. And one would say, well, what tiny could there be? There were tainis. He was a great person. And this is something which these different ways continue until now. There are different ways. And Rav Kook wrote in response to the Ritbaz's letter, the Rav Kook wrote about this yisod that's the basis of this entire Hagdama, which is the Bechira and school. Bechira and school, that's what we're talking about. So in footnote 5, these are Rav Kook's words in the letter. It's very, very important. Shnei dvar mikariyam yeshnam shem yachad bainim kedushas Yisrael v'hiskashves elokis imahem. Now we've been learning over the past few weeks that the teva of the Jewish people, and of each individual Jew, is elokus. It's the teva of the nation, of the person, is elokus. And we saw the Maharal in Netzach Yisrael. Therefore, Hashem's choice of the Jewish people of Avraham Avinu was not because of anything that we know of that he did or that we did. It was something that HaKadosh Baruch Hu created, this Metzius of Amazu Yitzartli, of Am Yisrael. And therefore, it doesn't depend upon the choices that we make. And we learned last week that our choices can certainly have a tremendous impact upon how much we feel that reality of Elokus, but it doesn't, one way or the other, the Elokus remains. So here he writes in the letter that there are two Shnei Dvarim Ikariyim Yeshnam Shem Yachad Bonim Kedushas Yisrael. There are two components that together these two build Kedushas Yisrael. Kedushas Yisrael consists of these two. Viskashas Elokisim Hem and Hashem's connection to us. Ha'alef, the first one is Skula. And there's really no good word in English. There's not a good word in English for Skula. It means a treasure, but the natural character, the innate character of the Jewish people is called Skula, that we're an Am Segula. Like the tzaddikim say that, you know, when you have something that's a Skula, like can explain what a Skula. You know what a Skula is. God forbid, somebody, there's 9 horrors. So there's a Skula for 9 horror. This is a Skula. So the tzaddikim say the same way that you can't explain how a Skula works. What's a Skula? What is that? So too, you can't explain what it means, an Am Segula. You know what it is, and you feel it, and you're aware of it, but you can't explain what does that mean. It's like you can't explain why do you love your kid, or it's, everybody else in the world can't stand that kid, and you love this kid. It's a Skula. It's like the segel, like the 3 dots. That no matter how you turn it, it's always a segel. That's just it is what it is. That's just us. That's called Skula. Kloma teva hakedusha shebenishmas Yisrael. This is the teva of holiness. It's the teva of the Jewish people is holiness. It's kedusha. Shebenishmas Yisrael miyirushas ovus. And we action that from the ovus, the imahos. But even that yirusha, it's something that was, again, it was created from before creation. A couple of years ago, on the Shabbos, I spoke a little bit about the different opinions regarding what came first. It's a machlokes in Chazal, in the Medrash, what came first, the Torah or the Jewish people? So they were both created before creation. We don't understand what that means, before creation, that something was before. Like, what does that mean? Before time, something was first or second. We don't know what that means. But the machlokis is a huge machlokis. What was created first? So we're not talking about it at 10 o'clock or 11 o'clock. It means in madregas. What's the highest and what's second? So it's machlokis. Is it Torah or is it Yisrael? Is it Torah or is it Yisrael? And I mentioned that at that time that there was a maisa that happened many years ago. It was Simchas Torah in Crown Heights by the Lubavitcher Rebbe Schussi and Leino. And there was an old Lubavitcher chassid, I don't remember his name, he was a big tzaddik, a big person. And he was dancing the Sefer Torah and Simchas Torah. And he fell down. He fell down by Hakafis. He was holding the Sefer Torah and he fell down. And the Sefer Torah fell. He was holding on to it, but the Sefer Torah fell. And all the chassidim started to rush to get the Sefer Torah. And Lubavitcher Rebbe rushed to pick up this yid. The Rebbe himself went to get the yid. And afterwards the Rebbe said to them that we paskin that first came a Jew and then came Yisrael. You may be paskin the Torah is first and then there's a Jew, but I paskin that first is a Jew and then is Yisrael. There's a Jew and then there's the Torah. And when you see that there's an old Jew that falls with the Sefer Torah, you make sure that the old Jew is okay. We'll take care of the Sefer Torah. We'll work on it. It'll be all right. This idea that, you know, mi kodma, Yisrael or HaTorah, mi kodma, what is first? So, the Mekubalim agree that the Torah was created for Yisrael. It's a different mindset, it's a different way of looking at things. Notice the Torah is a means by which that Kedushas Yisrael is drawn out, is activated. But the Tachlis of the Bria is the tachlis of creation is a Jew. You understand this, the Baal Shem Tov's in you. The tachlis of creation is the Jew. There's a school of Nishmas Yisrael, a school who koyach kodesh pnimi, munach b'teva ha-nefesh, b'ratzon Hashem. Hashem created such a thing that the teva of the nefesh, that's the nature of the soul of a Jew, is elokus, is godliness. Like everything else in creation, has its teva. And you can't change the teva of something. Like there's a story that I've told many times over the years. They bring it down from the Rambam. It also says in the Rebbe of Yonah Snipes, but there was a maiso, there was a machlokis that was going on between the tzaddik, whether it was the Rambam or Rabbi Yonasan Eibishitz, but there was a machlokas about whether there's be'etzim, a difference between the nature of an animal and the nature of a human being. Those philosophers that tell you that a human being is just like a deluxe animal. It's an animal like plus, but not that be'etzim, a human being is different than an animal. It's such a mahalach. And they wanted to make a point of that. And there was some sort of a gathering there, and they trained a cat to stand on its hind legs, and they brought in a tray with drinks. This cat, interesting. But the tzaddik was ready. And they say the Rambam, it's not a true story. But the tzaddik was ready. He knew this was going to be, and he had in his pocket a little mouse. And this cat, they probably, you know, they made like a with a bow tie, who knows what they put on, a tuxedo. And the cat's walking around with a tray, and the tzaddik takes out from his pocket a mouse and he throws it in a thing, and the cat goes, throws all the drinks all over everybody and goes running after the. And the tzaddik said, the animal is an animal. This is a kid. You could train the animal in certain ways to imitate, to impersonate a human being. But the animal is an animal. A human being is be'etzim a human being. Even though a human being can act like an animal, but be'etzim is a human being. And everything, like Imral says at the beginning of this, everything has to go back to its teva, the same way that we have to go back to Eretz Yisrael, because Chutz La'aretz is not our teva. It's not our place. It's not we're not in our natural habitat. Everything has to return to its teva. You can't change the teva. You could something could force itself to behave in a way that's connected the teva for some time. But at some point it has to reset. It can't go on. That's the whole first parak in Netzach Yisrael. It can't go like that indefinitely. Because That's not his teva. That can't be changed. That's called the skula of the Jewish people. So these are the two layers of a Jew. There's the skula, there's the elokus, which is the teva, and then there's bechira. Then there's bechira. Is that tali b'maisi ha'toiv or b'talmud Torah? Bechira, choice. That's something which depends on a person making good choices. And therefore the person who makes better choices is rewarded for those better choices and has a better spot, so to speak, Nadam Haba, whatever it is. But Sof Kol Sof, that's the second layer. That's not the Yesod of a Jew. So through learning and doing good things, a chelik shel haskula hu harbe, bein harakla. The chelik of skula, the piece of a Jew that's called skula, that part of him that is skula, is harbe bein harakla. It's infinitely greater and deeper. Yoyis ha-godu v'kodesh ma-chelik ha-toli be-b'chira. Much greater and much holier than that chelik that depends upon the person's choices. Remember, Rav Kook is explaining to the Ritbaz why is it that he has such great love for these Jews who are not at all observant, and why does he spend so much time with these people who are not at all observant? And Rav Kook basically writes to the Ritbaz that only those who learn the inner light of Torah are connected to Kabbalah and Pnimis Torah. Understand this inyan of the skula of a Jew. You're only looking at the Jew mitzad the bechira, and these Jews have made very poor choices in their lives. And because of their poor choices, you look at them in a certain way, but I'm connected to the or of skulas Yisrael, or kedushas Yisrael. Therefore, I when I look at this Jew, I don't look at him the same way that you do. You look at him mitzad the choices that he makes, and I look at him mitzad the person who he bats him is. And that's a huge difference. I mean, he wrote in a very, very beautiful way, in a very deep way. The whole letter is an amazing letter. But he gave him very strong. He gave back the Ritbaz. It was very strong. Rav Kook also. They loved each other, but it was very strong. They were strong, you know, in their understanding. V'chol ikara, and Rav Kook writes, V'chol ikara shal bris avos. This bris that Hashem made with the avos. That whatever will come, whatever will happen, that forever Am Yisrael is Hashem's people. Shenena posak afilik shetomus chus avos. Even if, however it's possible, whatever it means, the Gemara talks about Shabbos, bris avos, and we see mohos also. Taisus talks in the Gemara there. Even if there's such a thing that the bris that we're like. That something is in terms of how we no longer have schus of us, that we forfeited the schus of us because we're not behaving properly, but there's a bris that Hashem made, and that bris is forever. Even if schus of us, even if something we ran out of schus of us, but bris of us is something which is forever. Where does that come from? This bris of us, it comes from this skula. It doesn't come from choices that we make. If a person makes bad choices, so the moshel of course is that when it comes to a marriage can be terminated. Hashem gave a parasha of an us and the other. There's such a thing that two people are married, they can get divorced. But when it comes to a parent and a child, there's no such thing as a get. It can't be. There's no such thing. It's a metzias of. It's a metzias. That's not something that's a matter of choice. Parents and children is a metzias. Chas and a kal is a matter of choice. And one can choose to be married and one can choose to end the marriage. But not when it comes to who you are. Marriage is a matter of choice. And because of that, there's an intensity to it and all of that. But as far as the skula, marriage does not have that kedushas haskula. There's an akud of that as well, of course, because it's a birur of who you choose. Mm-hmm. And when you live with that person, there's a birur that there was a, that like the Zohar says, that in Shemayim there was a half and half. There's also an inyan there, of course, of skula as well. But al pi nigla, when it comes to marriage, people can end the marriage. But you can't renounce your being a parent or your being a child. There's no such thing. You can be upset, you can be angry, you can walk away, you cannot talk to the person, Khalila, but that doesn't mean that it's not a mitzvah. It's a mitzvah. That's a skula. Well, be'ik for the Mashiach, so Rav Kook writes, that at the end of time before Mashiach comes, that's where we are now, be'ik for the Mashiach, mizgabra b'yosek koch haskula. As I mentioned at the end last week, at different times in history, the light of skula was stronger and bechira weaker, and then you had that the light of bechira was stronger and the skula was weaker. It varies. So Rav Kook is writing that at the end of time, there are going to be many, many more Jews who choose not to keep the mitzvahs. In other words, the koch habechira choice is going to be weaker. We are challenged with infinitely more choices now than we had in the past. In the past, there were relatively few choices that a person could make, much fewer choices now. There are a million choices. A person can make with everything in life. There are a million choices, and therefore the koach of bechira is very, very weak at the end of time, but the koach of skula is very strong. He says, "Mikvah the Mashiach is gaber biyosek koach haskula." What keeps a Jew at the end of time is much less connected to his Torah and his mitzvahs and ma'asim tovim, but this mysterious skula of the bris of us and this creation that's called Yisrael. Shutoichen zoicher chaz deovos, and that's why we say in Shemin Esrei, v'zoicher chaz deovos u'mevi gol v'nevi neyem l'man shmoi v'yahav. We don't know what that is. Hashem says the gula is going to come l'man shmoi v'yahav, not because he's such good boys and girls. If it was a matter of the choices that you've made, there's no gula. You're not worthy of redemption because of the choices that you've made. You're making bad choices. You're making a lot of wrong choices. So the bechira is not going well. But he's mevi goal of nei v'neim. Zorche chaz de avis, the bris of the avis, or mevi goal of nei v'neim, l'man shumai b'yahav. L'man shumai for this. L'man shumai b'yahav is something else. That's cool. L'man shumai b'yahav. That's something else. And that's what we ask Hashem, Magen Avram. Hashem, preserve within me that point of the Avos of Avram. Guard that. I shouldn't forget that I have this Nekuda Velikus in me that defines who I am. I shouldn't forget that. I shouldn't Chalila become detached from that and forget who I am, who I really am. That's what we're davening, Magen Avram, to guard and to shield that Mitzias of the Avos of who I am. But that's what we're saying. Well, maybe go Nevi 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 Klomer, lo mitzad ha-bechir. So Kook explains, the gula is not mitzad ha-bechir. There were generations that made much better choices than ours. The earlier generations, our grandparents and great-grandparents, as far as how they conducted their lives, their choices were much, much better choices than ours. For the most part, they were Shomer Mitzvahs, they were Shomer Shabbos, our grandparents and great-grandparents. If you go back five generations, there's probably not a Jew in the world that can go back further than four or five generations, but they weren't keeping mitzvahs. Mostly it's three generations, they were all keeping mitzvahs. Sometimes you can go back four generations where a Jew was not. It's very rare, because they're already over the time, they married out, and it's lost. Mostly great-grandparents were Orthodox people. There's very few that you have to go back four generations, they were, but they were showing mitzvahs. Because without mitzvahs, without Torah mitzvahs, so they were marrying out and so on. So our ancestors were as far as the choices that they were making, they were in terms of bechira, they did better than we're doing their bechira. So the gula is not lo mitzad ha-bechira. Shibo mitzad ha-maisim ha-toivim shebebanim. Bechira is mitzad ha-maisim toivim. Elo l'man shemo. That's what it means in davening. L'man shemo. Listen, we have to try to make the best choices we can and to strengthen our bechira. But the gula is the gula is l'man shema b'yahav. It's a mevi goel v'nevin l'man shema b'yahav. Like I told you, there's a very strong language that's brought down from the Shmuel Zaidi. If Tzadik didn't say, it would be hard to say such a thing. The Shmuel Zaidi once said, was they heard him crying out to Hashem, and he said the Shmuel Zaidi that if you're waiting for them to do tshuva, you could forget it. He said, if the gula hasn't happened yet, he says, I'm telling you, Rabbi Shalom, that he said that hair will grow on the this side of my hair. And I swear to you, they're not going to do tshuva. Why don't you just put it into this already? That's what he said. You can't talk like that. We regular people can't talk like that. But he's such a strong lush. He says, like, why don't you just drop this whole tshuva thing? It's not happening. That's what he said. But he says such a lush. Yeah, the Baruch Shalom has his cheshbonis of how things have to go, or whatever. But the gula is l'man shemay b'yahav. And even in the Rambam, even if there has to be tshuva, so the Rambam says, brings, you know, Chazal say that maybe I'll have melech shikazeresef kahaman that Hashem will bring us to do tshuva. That's also not an inin of bechira. That was that will be. We'll be brought to such a point that we're not going to feel that we have any other choice other than returning to Hashem. That's also not Bechir. It's also not Bechir. Pure Bechir means everything is your choice. It's up to you. You want to be good? If not, not. So when the Rambam writes in Hilchos Teshuvah, Soif Yisrael Lachas Teshuvah, Soif Yom, the Rambam says, in the end, the Jewish people will do Teshuvah. How could he write such a thing? How could he write such a thing? Have you ever been in the uncomfortable position where you have a friend of yours whose child has gone completely away from Yiddishkeit, and you tell that person, "Don't worry, the kid's going to come back." You know, you say that, but in your heart, you're nervous, like it's not going to work out. We've all been in these situations, very uncomfortable, and it's like more like you're davening. But you say to a parent, "You'll see, he'll come back," and the father and the mother says, "I don't know, it's already a long time." The Rambam paskins l'halacha. So if you sell, then the Jewish people are going to do tshuva. Rambam paskins l'halacha. There's such a metzias in the world that the Jewish people are going to do tshuva. How do you paskin such a thing? Tshuva is a matter of choice. How can you say, I know for sure that your kid's going to do tshuva? Maybe not. But there are plenty of people that die without doing tshuva. The Rambam says there can't be such a thing. So if you sell, also tshuva. At the end of time, so if you sell, Zicher, tshuva, 100%. Based upon the choices that people make, how could you say such a thing that the Jewish people are going to do tshuva? And the Torah says that the Rambam is talking about the school of the Jewish people. Hashem's going to have to do all kinds of fancy things to bring us around. But sof kol sof, it's l'man shemay b'yahav. Hashem will do those things to bring us back to Him. He's not going to leave us. It's not going to be that, God forbid, the Jewish people are going to be left like this, stomped, rot, and to be finished. There's no such thing. It can't be. We're Hashem's school of Hashem chose us. Hashem created us. It can't be such a thing that we're going to be left like this, to rot, and godless, chalila, and to die. It can't be such a thing. In the end, is a tikkun. That's l'man shemay v'yahava. L'man shemay, amizgala, ayidei zechiris chaz le'ovus. That's why every davening, Zeicher chaz de'ovim, Zeicher, all of our Hashanim kippa davening is, all of our Hashanim is. Zeicher chaz de'ovim, Schor bris rishayin. That's all our davening. We always, throughout the whole davening, ask Hashem, im kebanim kevadim, don't look at us mitzad bechira. Please don't measure us mitzad bechira. We know that there's an inyan of mida keneged mida, and there's a dayin and there's a din. But we're asking Baruch Shalom, please go to that place that's called skula. That's what all of our davening is. All slichas, no? All of slichas, all of shem kapit. That's all the davening. Please, Baruch Shalom. Rachmeinu k'rachim avobam. Please don't judge us with the mitzad mishpat. Mitzad mishpah mean according to the law. According to the law means according to our choices. According to choices. Don't judge us in such a way. Labris habet v'al teifen le'etzer. Labris habet. We ask Hashem, please, Hashem, look at the bris. Look at the bris of the Avos. Look at bris v'al teifen le'etzer. Don't look at this whole business of the Yetzer with the choice. Meaning Yetzer Yetzer Toiv. Labris habet v'al teifen le'etzer. There's a bris. There's a bris. There's something deeper than the Yitzhahara and Yitzhah Toiv and Mishpat and Din and Hashana and Yom Kippur. It's the whole inyan of the Seal Hashem and the Seal HaZazah. It's a bureau that there's a school of Israel that's called the Jewish people, Al Hashem. And that Esav is the school of Esav is in Tumah, is the Sitrachu is HaZazah. And that's the Mitzvah that Hashem made in the world. That Esav, that Amalek is HaZazah. And that the Jewish people are Hashem. That's a Mitzvah. And the whole Avodah of Yom Kippur is that birur of that Mitzvah of Am Yisrael, of Skulas Yisrael, of Skulas Yisrael. Ki onu amecha, Skulasecha, Avodecha. That's what it means. So we're davening, we're davening, we're davening. So you say this on a toikev. And you say, Mi Yechim, Mi Yomus, and the whole Olam is crying and screaming, Gaval, Mi Be'esh, Mi B'mayim. Right? It's the scariest thing in the whole year, the Nisan HaTokev. And then and all of a sudden, bum, 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 bum. Can you imagine, like, what does a guy think if he walks into the, like, what is that? What's the matter with him? Because they just go on with the Mi Be'esh, Mi B'mayim. It's the whole lives is Mi Be'esh, Mi B'mayim. But that's not by a Jew. It's enough already. Stop. Bum, bum, bum. Kiatu melchai v'kayim. After shesech lo yitam. The whole thing then is about school. School is Israel. Kedush is Israel. That we're your people. That's it. We're in this together forever. Together. No, you can't stop such a thing. Yeah, we must have made bad choices. So is there a cheshbon of Mi Be'esh Mi B'mayim? Of course, are we crying? Of course we're sincere. Is it possible that, is there such a thing as punishment? Of course there's punishment. But achre kichle is hakel. After all the birur, after all the birur, in the end, this is Lashem, and he goes Lazozim. That's after all the birur, in other words, the end is a happy niggun. At the end of everything, it's going to be a happy niggun. There are nigunim along the way that are not so happy, but at the end, it's going to be a majitza nigun at the end, and then kitsu. At the end, it's a nigun. That's the school of Israel. All the punishments are not chalila to hurt. It's all to bring out the school of Israel. There should be a beer that needs to be a tikkun, but not chalila to give a patch, such a thing, to hurt, to give a patch. Somebody shared with me from one of the chaver, I remember, maybe it was one of the kids, shared with me a beautiful story. There's a Talmud Chacham, a very fine person. He writes some books. I don't know, I'll say the name, maybe. I don't know. He wrote it's in a book, but I won't say the name. Baruch Hashem is among the living, very fine Talmud Chacham. And he wrote in the book somewhere that maybe I told this to you, I don't remember. He wrote in a book that when he was a kid, he was in his yeshiva. The principal, the Rashi, was very, very, very strict. Very strict. And he made a lot of rules, you know. And it was here in New York, not in Europe. It was in New York. He grew up in New York. And the principal made a gezeira that in every classroom, he was very strict with the Rebbe, with the rebellion, that if the kid was talking out, whatever, that you get first a warning. That's the first warning. Then you get the second time you that's it. Then you get the second warning, but if the third time if a kid is talking or something, then the name goes on has to go on the board, and then those names on the board have to be reported to the principal. Those names, and that was bad to go to the principal. So this Talmud Chacham said that when he was a kid in yeshiva, so he was acting up that day. And the Rebbe said to him, no. So that was already one time. And it happened again a second time, no. And then it was a third time, and he wrote his name on, he wrote the kid's name on the board. And it's right there on the blackboard. And then it happened a few minutes later that the Rosh Yeshiva walks in. So he said, oh, no, like a mazel. He's going to look, it's not even going to be reported later. It's going to be like, it's on the board. And the Rosh Yeshiva walks in and, you know, looks to see what's going on. He's got like an angry look. And he said that the Rebbe inched back to the blackboard and with his coat, he erased the blackboard. He erased his name. He said it turned his whole life around. Like that. And the Rebbe told me afterwards, I don't really report. I just, you know, I have to do what they told me to do. But I came in like this. So I don't know what to do. We just had to get rid of it. So he said that his whole life turned around from that. To start learning and to start. A thing like that. To erase the blackboard. Then you have another type of teacher who says that everything's in indelible ink. Nothing is erased. It's engraved. The school is Israel. The Rebbe saw he's a good boy. He's a kid. Children are mischievous. Doesn't mean he's bad. He sent him right to the principal. It's going to be his parents. Who knows what's going to happen. What kind of peronius is going to come to his life from that? So, I had a rebbe, he was a stolen chassid. He was such a tzaddik. I mentioned this over the years. He was the only rebbe that called us in those years by our first names, because they used to say Weinberg, a Salzman. They just said you by it. By your last name, and I remember he was reading the first day he was reading the roll book, and he said the last name, and he said Moshe. I said, yeah, Moshe. And he actually called us by our, he said he called us by our names, by our first names. Mm-hmm. We didn't have any other rabbi like that that calls by the first name. Some didn't call by even by the last name, whatever. Different kinds of names, but not first or last. He calls by the first name. And I remember so clearly that there was this, like, an assistant principal who was very, very, was angry and strict, very strict. And he came in once, he like came in angry because, I don't know what happened, something that they were, somebody messed up something in the hallway. I don't know what happened. Broke something, and he started to yell at us such lashinas at the class. And the whole time that he was yelling, I was looking at the face of the Arabi, of this chassid, the Stalin, and the whole time the Rebbe was going like this, he was going like this. he couldn't take it. And then he left that angry principal, whatever he was, left, and the Rebbe just said, he went to us, he said, no. He didn't speak English, he spoke to us in Hebrew. He remembered Rav Kook. I remember he told us about Rav Kook, and he went like this. He went, ah, no. Like that. Forget about it. It's nothing. And he wasn't saying that we shouldn't be disciplined. He was just saying that it was crazy. Was he yelling like that? And he was worried that we would take it seriously. Of course, we didn't take the guy seriously at all. But he was worried that maybe we would take it seriously. There are people that they see the school as Israel. I mean, you have to daven that your children should have a teacher like that, have a rabbi that looks at you, your kid, mitzad the school, and not mitzad the bechira. Same thing when it comes to husband and wife. That they look mitzad the school of the marriage, not mitzad the bechira. Okay, page 35. We're up to where it says, Askula v'esgalusa. So let's read a little bit in the Rav Kook's Lashon before we see this. Again, I don't know if you have the English, but I'll read to you. A little bit what's divided over here in this, in the English, as if ches. In the original, it's not divided into these little pieces, but the person here did a good thing by making it easier to read. So let's just go a little bit over of Kus Lashon. Skulas Ha'uma this national, this school of the Jewish people, Hatuv HaEloki, this Tayyiv Eloki, Hatavua Bekirba, that is imprinted deep within us. Seder HaOlam, HaChayim HaYesharim VaHatayivim, the image of a world that is good. It was the image of a world that is good is imprinted within a Jew to see the good in the world. And to know that the image of a world that is good, upright and godly, aligned with peace, justice, grace, and courage. Chaim ha-yisharim va-tayvim ha-mat'imim el ha-tzedek va-yosha, ha-sheket va-ha-shalva. Didn't translate it really accurately here. Sheket, of course, means tranquility, peace, tranquility. Ha-chein va-ha-aymes. Ha-mimulam b'staklus elokis ma-kefes. All filled with a pervasive divine perspective that rests in the spirit of the people. This is the essence of what a Jew is. Good, upright, godly, aligned with peace, justice, grace, courage. All filled with a pervasive divine perspective that rests in the spirit of the people. Ein chayei achol yicholim lahotzia min hakoach el hapoel. All these natural kaiches that a Jew has cannot be actualized within a way of life that is purely secular. In other words, how do you bring out all of that? How do you bring out the skula? So Cook says, you can't bring out the skula in a completely secularized life. We receive Torah mitzvahs to bring out, to draw out from us that skula. This sometimes could be brought out if he sees a person wearing, a thousand film. It could trigger that connection to the skula. But it can't be in an environment that's completely empty, that's completely secular. It cannot be actualized within a way of life that is purely secular. Ein chayei achol yichol lahotzia min hakoach el hapoel. Knows all of these natural midas of a Jew that Rav Kook is mentioning is they need to be brought out min hakoyach for potential el hapoel to be brought out l'maisa. Chayim eila b'mehumasam ha-maisis hatkufa mastirim heim es ha-hayda ruchni shel ha-nesham elokis. He says such a life full of frenetic action as a life that's, like I was talking about this morning earlier in Chassidus, that like the dreidel that never stops spinning. If you're living in a life that's like that everything is, that there's a mohuma, in other words, it's just a life of chol, of without kedusha, everything just confusion and rushing and action. That life veils the glory of our divine soul. It covers, it conceals the glory of our divine soul. And the soul's clear light is blocked from shining through the overpowering mundane reality. In other words, the English is very good. And the soul's clear light is blocked from shining through the overpowering mundane reality. There's this overpowering mundane reality that we're living in. That could block, and it just blocks that clear light of the soul. Uma'akrimis hazrochas ora habahir v'ayosha l'toich ha-metzias achilonis ha-sholetis. T'chifas ha-gidl v'ishtalmus sh'lachayim tzvicha sh'teitze l'apol ayidei nesinas revach sh'lahafsoka v'isnarus mimahumas ha-chayim ha-regila. In English? The impulse toward growth and self-realization needs space to come to fruition. Space. Shall have sokiv in his snarus to give the space from the craziness of physical life. It needs space. It needs a break from this overpowering mundane reality. Like to take a break from it, to stop. And he brings here that Hashem has given the pasuk you rest from your sorrow and your trouble and from the hard service that you were made to serve. That's during the week. He brings that over here in the English already now. Let's see inside Rav Avinir's commentary. Because this is all coming to Shabbos and to Shemitah. No, the Shabbos is that space. Shemitah, every week. And Shemitah is for the entire nation, every 7 years, this big space. This space. From a pause. A hafsaka from the Mahuma Sachai. From the Mahuma Sachai. From that craziness. Of that overpowering mundane reality. There needs to be a break. Every day, davening is also every day. Then the week you have Shabbos, then the Shemitah, and then they have Yovelos. So let's see inside of Avinir. Let's begin. Skula Sa'uma, on page 35. L'chol Uma yeh skula mishala. Every nation has its natural teva, its character. Every nation has a school. Kishron misuyam, a certain skill, a certain talent, or nitiya misuyamis, a certain inclination. Yesh umar shenichna ba'omis. There are people that they naturally, that the people, that nation, is blessed with a certain omis, a certain courage. Gvura, strength, seder, ubamashmas, or discipline. The mada miskadem technologi mefutachas, that they're more inclined towards technology, science, and so on. And then you have Poland also. Mahi skulas Uma Yisraelis. So what's the school of Uma Yisraelis? Hatu veluki hatevu bekirba. Hatu veluki, godly tov, goodness. That is, it's natural. It's natural quality. It's natural character. Am Yisrael nichan betov lev. This tov lev is natural to the Jewish people. Natural kindness, goodness. Yovo tov yikabel tov mitoy latovim. The Jewish people are called tov, and they come to Moshe Rabbeinu, whose name is Tuvia, tov, and they receive the Torah, which is tov. Lakach tov. The ones who are good, the Jewish people, receive the Torah that is good from Moshe Rabbeinu, who is good. Zemayisha Rabbeinu, Yovatov, Zemayisha Rabbeinu, Yichabel Tov, Yatoros, Shnema, Kilaket on the Satlechem, Yitoiv, Zakash Baruch Hu, Hashem is good, Shnema, Tov Hashem Lakol, Latoivim is Am Yisrael. Tov, 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 Tov. Everything is good. That's the Teva. The Torah, the Jewish people, Hashem, Moshe Rabbeinu, Tov. Zam Yisrael, Atayim Zam Yisrael, Atayim Eloki Gonuz Menishmas Yisrael. Akadekach, the Rambam Paskins in Matnas Aniyim, in Halachas of Tzedakah, the Rambam Paskins, that Kol Mishach Achzari, the Rambam says, if you see a Jew, that is Chas V'Chalila, that he's cruel, Vein Merachem, he doesn't have Rachmanis on people, Yesh Lochush Liyichusa. You have to wonder if he's really a Jew. Akadekach. If you see a Jew that's cruel, so you know the hardest stories that you read from the war, from the Holocaust, about some of these kapos, it was hard to believe. And then there are some stories about how at the end they came around, but that there were Jews that were acting that way. It was completely kineged. It was completely inconsistent with the teva of who they were, or it could be like the Rambam says that they really were not, that somehow they were not, their ancestors did not stand by Har Sinai. There was something strange. Something strange. Well, I mentioned to you just a few months ago that my father, Lashon, used to tell us, he told this over. I remember every Seder night he told this over, my father, that when they came off the, when they took them out off the cattle cars, and they separated, they took the whatever, the old people and the women, the children, they took them away. And they took the men and the guys. So the German got up and gave a whole speech about volunteers to be capos, to be police, and the benefits of volunteering. Meals and place, another place to stay. My father said there were around 500 of them. He said not one Jew, not one person volunteered. My father always used to say that not one of us volunteered. And the Germans got very angry and they grabbed some people. Not one volunteered. Everybody just stood there. Nobody moved. It made a big impression on him. So I said, I remember saying to my father, I said, Daddy, you also didn't move. He was so impressed with everybody. Yeah. My father said, yeah, but I was, we were very firm, but there were people there that didn't keep anything. They had no shaykhus to Yiddishkeit. No shaykhus to Yiddishkeit. Nothing. They used to make fun of the firm people. It's something else that there's a tov of a Jew. That's elokus, the elokus of a person. That even though those were horrible, horrible times, but the elokus, you know, you saw the school of Jews, it was very, very strong during that. When things are not going well, the school comes out in a stronger way. So that's just how it is. When things are very, very difficult, the school comes out. And I told you my father, remember that there was one of the guys that he was together with in concentration camp that used to sit on the steps of the big shul with a cigarette on Shabbos. Can you imagine? In those years, he used to sit on the steps of the big shul. There weren't none of the guys in town, the firm kids, were allowed to talk to him or anything to do with him. He was like this real difficult guy. He was a tough guy. And he used to sit on this, he made a point to go sit on the steps of the big shul, and people would look at him and whatever. And he would sit with a cigarette on the steps of the big shul. And my father said that this from his hometown, this Yid, and my father told him, I don't remember the name, this Yid died in his arms with such a Shema Yisrael, you never heard a Shema Yisrael. My father was holding him when he died. And he said he gave a Shema Yisrael, you never heard such a Shema Yisrael. From this, I came out from this Jew. The one that was smoking a cigarette on Shabbos by the steps of the big shul. In those years, that was, even now, that you wouldn't win a popularity award for that. But back then, to do such a thing, to make lahachis, so my father said, always used to say, this is a lahachis, this is a lahachis, a Shema Yisrael. That's how he died. So the school of Yisrael, like now, in a regular day when things are going well, you don't see so much a school. Everybody's measured by the bechiras. But when things are not so good, remember they took that journalist, that Pearl, you remember? Mm-hmm. How he died? Yeah. It's just a thing what they did. And he says, I'm a Jew. My parents are Jews. And so on. Kiddush Hashem, such a thing. He wasn't a frum person. I mean, I don't think so. I don't think he was frum. I think he was married. Even.
Married to a guy.
He was married. He wasn't married to a Jewish person. But he said, I'm a Jew. Jewish parents. He said, and he did. Could be they wanted him to say that also, could be. But he didn't say it in the way with his eyes down. He said it. The school of Yisrael, of the Jew. You don't see it in regular days, the school of Yisrael. And you have to keep that in mind. We don't see it with our kids either, the school of who they are on a regular day. It's very hard to keep track, to remember who we're talking to. You have to be careful who we're talking to. And with each other also. It's a good idea to remember. If somebody gets you a little bit ticked off, a little bit annoyed, to try to go past the bechira that he just made to get you annoyed. And to stay focused on the school, and it brings out a different reaction. Okay, to be continued with this. Last thing in Shabbos.